Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio on this Friday night on hour number one. And how about the Dallas Cowboys? They are set to face the 49ers on Sunday. They are 2-1 and being led by their rookie quarterback in Dak Prescott. We are delighted to have with us tonight from Cowboys.com, one of our favorites, Nick Eatman. He is the author of his new book, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas, a year in the life of the Lone Star football from high school to college to the Cowboys. Good evening, Nick. Good to have you back.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoy being back here.
Well, listen, before we highlight your new book, we want you to give us the pulse. I love the Cowboys. They are 2-1 and set to face the 49ers at Levi Stadium on Sunday. Plenty of intriguing storylines. What have you observed?
Yeah, this week has been crazy. You know, last year, the stories for the Cowboys, the fact that they couldn't win without Tony Romo, they couldn't win without some of these injuries. I think we're finding out that so far this year that they've been able to withstand some of them. Earlier this week, Dez Bryant was diagnosed with a hairline fracture in his knee. Probably going to be questionable to play. My gut says he probably won't. Last year they couldn't win without Dez and Romo, so we're going to see if they can do that. But obviously Dak Prescott has really taken over, and he, this rookie just keeps getting impressive. By each time he comes out, he's doing something better. Each time he says the right things, he knows this is Tony's job. He's only trying to be a caretaker for now. I think we all know he's the quarterback of the future, but the question is when does the future get here in Dallas? It looks like we're seeing it a lot closer than we've ever seen it before.
Okay, wide receiver, though, Dez Bryant, you just mentioned the hairline fracture in his right knee and talking about his situation. We're not sure if he's going to be able to play. What kind of blow will that be to the offense if he's not able to go? Because he's a big threat guy.
Big threat, for sure. And he brings the energy. He's got the juice. He kind of helps everybody kind of get in line. I think that he's a playmaker, and anytime that you lose a playmaker on the field, that will hurt. But I still think that the Cowboys can rally around this offensive line that's also banged up a little bit. But the offensive line, the running game with Ezekiel Elliott, another rookie that's playing well with Dak. You know, I just think that they've got a good solution right now, and also they've got a good matchup. You know, we'll leave tomorrow to go to San Francisco, and the 49ers are struggling a little bit as well. So it will be a situation where the Cowboys have a chance to win this game. But they know that they face some tougher teams. They can't keep having these kind of injuries.
Okay, the beat writer for DallasCowboys.com, DallasCowboys.com, Nick Eatman, is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I promise here in just a moment we're going to talk about his new book, A Year in the Life of Lone Star Football, from high school to college to the Cowboys, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas. It is an amazing read. But I want you to talk some more about Dak Prescott. I mean, give us your reasoning on why he's been able to find so much success and what he has yet to throw an interception. I mean, he's done an excellent job of taking care of the football.
Just taking care of the ball, making smart decisions, doesn't even want to take back, doesn't fumble it. It'll probably happen for him. He's going to have a moment or two where he's going to struggle. That's with any quarterback. But I think right now the number one thing, and just coming from the SEC and Mississippi State and facing good competition night in and night out over there, he's been able to kind of withstand some of the pressure. You know, these stadiums are not too big for him. The crowd's not too loud. The pressure's not too much. So I think he comes in with a cool head, number one, and then he's got good supporting cast around him. He's not trying to do too much. See, most of the time a rookie quarterback that has to play early is playing on a bad football team because they drafted you high. Like, let's say the Eagles traded up. They got their guy, Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. The Rams, they got a rookie quarterback as well. But a lot of these times, the Cowboys are built a little bit better from an offensive line standpoint to help this rookie. And so I think that's a big difference than what we've seen in the past.
Okay, so let's talk hypotheticals quickly. The Cowboys, they keep winning. What happens to Tony Romo? What happens to our guy? Are they going to insert him back into the lineup? I mean, when he's healthy, or would you even consider making this change when Dak perhaps could be the future for the Cowboys?
Yeah, and I think Dak will be the future for the Cowboys, but it won't be the present. If Romo comes back, Romo's healthy, he's the guy. He's the quarterback. He's the face of the franchise. They're not going to change that right now. What needs to happen for there to be a change is there needs to be a significant showing that Tony Romo does not give this team the best chance to win. That's the issue. I mean, once that happens where Dak Prescott is clearly a better option for the Cowboys than Romo, then they're going to make a change. Because what's going to happen right now is the Cowboys, let's say that they're 3-1, 4-2, the belief in the coaching staff will be Romo would have had them at 5-1 or 6-0. That's what they believe. I'm not sure that that's accurate, but they need to be able to see that Dak Prescott is not or is a better option than Tony, and I doubt they're gonna believe that right off the bat.
Okay, final question before we talk about your book. Let's get a quick hit on the keys against the 49ers. Here's a team that's trending in the wrong direction. They've lost two games in a row, and defensively they have not impressed. They've allowed, what, a combination of, 83 yeah. points? It's been incredible.
Well, and they faced the Panthers and the Seahawks the last 2 weeks. A couple of really tough matchups as well. They tend to make teams look bad. So, it's still a little early to find out are they bad or is anyone really anything just yet. But I think what the issue with San Francisco is they've got some issues on offense. They don't have a lot of weapons there, playmakers. They have to win with defense. They have a tough built defense, but that they need some plays in the offensive game. So if the Cowboys can get going and score some points, 21, 24 points, that might be enough to win this game for them. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, the Cowboys 49ers always play some good, fun battles out there. So, it'll be a close one.
Always one of our favorites. Beat writer for DallasCowboys.com. He does an amazing job. Check out his work online, Nick Eatman, and he is the author of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What can our listeners look forward to when they open up the book?
Well, I think whether or not they're familiar with Texas football or not, or maybe that they just enjoy the phenomenon of it, maybe they want to know a little bit more about it. Either way, I think what you realize is that Texas football is a cult in a way. I mean, it's just from the big towns to the small, particularly the small towns where that's really all that they have. Football, especially at the high school level, just kind of it has a way of binding people together, whether it be a community, whether it be a work place, my team versus your team, whatever it is, our football teams kind of, that's something we all have in common. Whether or not we cheer for the same team or not, we all love the football. We all want to see what happens on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Doesn't matter what day of the week, it's still the passion is there. And so that's really what I tried to show here is that these three football teams on three levels can be very different, but yet similar at the same time.
Okay, so Nick, who are some of the key players and coaches that you talk about in the book?
Well, let's start with the big one. I mean, as far as I didn't think it would be, but it developed into one. At Baylor, writing the book on Art Briles, and then all of a sudden all the things that went down in Waco with him, being removed as the head coach, that was a very challenging situation. I didn't as I was writing the book, didn't realize that it was going to unfold the way it did. So that was a big challenge to kind of show this was really his last year coaching at Baylor, and they're not really thinking what their problems are. They didn't really realize that this was going to happen. It all unfolded like it did, and it's just an unfortunate situation. That's the key part of it, though. We tried not to hide away from it, and wrote that part at the end and closed the book really on what was happening there in Waco. But for me, the most exciting part of it was the high school stuff. I mean, talking to, let's say, a running back, Brandon Stevens, committed to Stanford, changes his commitment to UCLA. You have a quarterback who knows that he's not going to play anymore after this. This is it for him. And a lot of these seniors, if on a high school level, it is it. I mean, they're not going to play college football and certainly not in the NFL. And so, while we know that they're going to go on and do other great things, but Friday night football, this is the end of their football journey. Well, for fans, hey, we flip over to Saturday. We flip to Sunday. We always have a team. But when you're right there in it, and living and playing under the lights, you don't get a whole lot of time to do it. So, the kids that are smart enough to understand and savor it, those are the ones that, really you get excited about because that they're playing the last days of football of their life.
the author of Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas. Nick Eatman has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He, of course, is the beat writer for DallasCowboys.com. Congratulations, Nick. And we look forward to another book, right, in the future.
We'll see. I'm in that mode right now where I'm never going to write another one, but I've done that before, and now I'm at three. So we'll see. Huh? We'll see what we got in store.
Always an open invitation. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.